interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Now, if you have your coffee for morning baseball, the Shuckers get set for their 17th game of the season and game two of a six-game set against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And an early morning start getting set for 11:05 a.m. Central Time for your first pitch as the Shuckers at 10-6, double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who enter today at 7-9 after back-to-back two-out hits in the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday to take the series opener. Pensacola won it by a 5-4 final. Shuckers get out to an early lead in front of Jacob Mizorowski's best start of the season. The right-hander and top Brewers pitching prospect went 4 1/3 shutout innings. He allowed just one hit, walked one, struck out seven, and induced 14 whiffs on just 75 pitches. Team traded runs late. Shuckers took the lead in the top of the ninth inning as Ethan Murray had an RBI double to bring home Xavier Warren. Shuckers at the bases loaded then and nobody out, but could not get any more home then in the bottom of the ninth inning. Joe Mack, an RBI double, and Jacob Berry, an RBI single, to give Pensacola a walk-off 5-4 win. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to get set for first pitch with today's pregame interview. We're joined by Sam Carlson out of the Shuckers bullpen, who has hit a terrific start to the season and also may be very well known by a couple of kids in the crowd today, as he may very well be the most internet-famous person in this entire Biloxi Shuckers clubhouse. That comes your way next before first pitch at 11:05 a.m. on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the Biloxi Shuckers and Pensacola Blue Wahoos from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Jay McBlake, and we are joined by Sam Carlson out of the Shuckers bullpen. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
How fun is this start bend of the year? The bullpen's been really good, and you've been having yourself a fun time out there as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you can play baseball as a living, it's a good time. It definitely helps when you're winning games, so it's a good vibe around the clubhouse right now.
Well, and how fun is that clubhouse to be around? It's a good mix of guys who may be new to the organization like you or new to AA, and some returners as well.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything here, and I think it starts with our Skip. I mean, he runs a good squad and makes it fun, keeps it light, but we still come in here every day and get our work done, so.
And this is your first time in the Brewers organization. This is your first time having Joe Arolt as your manager. A lot of these guys in the system have either had him in Carolina or Wisconsin. What have your first impressions been of Joe as your manager?
Yeah, he's funny, man. He likes to keep it loose, but he'll keep you honest and make sure you're doing the right thing, getting the work done. But I can't say I've played for a manager quite like him before, and in a good way.
Well, in a 138-game season, how much is keeping it loose and keeping it light help when you're playing 6 out of 7 days a week for 6 months straight?
Yeah, so this is, I think, going to be my fourth season now, and the season's long, man. You get to the end of it, and all you can think about is having a break, and then you get about a month into the offseason, and you want the season back, and it's just this constant cycle. So you get in, you get your feet wet, first month goes by, and you're reminded that you got to do that 4 or 5 more times. You got to keep it light, otherwise it's way too long for someone to be doing the same thing over and over and over again. So
one of the big things for you this offseason, too, was you got to choose where you were playing next. You were a free agent. You could have signed with anybody who offered you a contract. Why did you want to sign and play for the Brewers organization?
Milwaukee, I mean, they made it feel like home, man, and they showed me that they really wanted me. And that's something I really appreciated. And I was with Seattle for the past 7 years, and I loved my time over there, loved everybody. And free agency is crazy, man. You got to go where you're wanted, and at the end of the day, this game's a business. And I was definitely shown that this offseason. It's something that's cool, but it also can be it can be tough, man. Minor league rosters are smaller than ever. It's really hard to get free agent jobs these days, and I'm just grateful to be here and have an opportunity.
How much are you enjoying the South? Because you played in the Mariners organization and all of their affiliates, even in Double A's in Arkansas, Triple A's in Tacoma, High A is in Everett. What's it like being down on the Gulf Coast?
Yeah, it's definitely nothing I've ever experienced before. I really enjoy it. I've enjoyed it so far. I've never lived like close to a beach in my life, and it's really peaceful. I'm like a big happy late Earth Day. I'm a big Earth guy, and it's just there's a lot of the little things in life are just real, real nice down here in the South. We'll see once we go to some of the other stadiums and cities, but from what I've experienced so far, it's cool. It's different. That's one of the things that baseball brings you. You get to see the world, and I wouldn't take it granted once.
On the baseball side of things, what's been your favorite part of being in Double A for the first time in your career?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's the same game. Obviously, the players are better, but you got a job to do. 60 feet 6 inches. You make bad pitches, they get punished. You make good pitches, and you get punch outs. That's just how it goes. You got to make adjustments as you go, and it's definitely cool to be at a level that I've never been at. And I mean, everybody in this clubhouse wants to play in the big leagues one day, so you gotta make this step along the way, and you gotta show that you can play here.
You also hold the distinction of maybe being the most internet famous person in the entirety of the Shuckers roster, maybe the entirety of minor league baseball. You have a TikTok following of 868,000 people. How did you get into that?
Yeah, so that's a long story. I could go down a rabbit hole about this. But basically during COVID, I started posting some TikToks here and there. I started doing some like pitching stuff, some baseball related stuff. And kind of how I got going was I would like film my bullpens from a unique point of view behind me. And I would just put the clips together and put it out for the world, the view, and people seem to like it. So I just rolled with it and kind of took off from there, kind of turned it into a little business for a while. I don't do it as much anymore, but it's definitely something that I like. It's part of my identity. I'm the TikToker, and I'll get the chirps for it, but it's also, I get a lot of love from it too. So it's the internet's a crazy place, man.
Do you ever have people recognize you? Because when you first got assigned to Biloxi, everyone in our front office was like, wait a minute, that guy looks slightly familiar. Are there people who come to you and like, oh, wait a minute, you're the internet guy. Can I get your autograph? You're the famous one?
Yeah, when I was, even last year when I was doing it like full time, there's people who came to games just screaming and quote my videos and stuff like that. It won't happen as much now, but I mean, even the grounds crew over in Biloxi, they were like, yo, I seen your TikTok video. Like, I've followed you on TikTok for like over a year now. And I'm like, I always joke around. I say, oh, I'm so sorry, man.
So do you enjoy doing it though, outside of the pitching? Is it something that brings you a lot of fun outside of the baseball world?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't do it a ton anymore, but it definitely, I found that I had like a creative outlet through it. Not a lot of people have like the mind to be able to think and create. Like, I mean, you're just making ideas and humor out of nothing, essentially. And over time I realized that I wasn't too bad at it, you know? And I do enjoy it. I also have enjoyed playing baseball for the entirety of my life. And I love that a lot more. And right now that's just on the front runner for me. So.
Well, and hey, you're in Double-A, off to a hot start. Doesn't get much better than that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a first pitch of 11:05 between the Biloxi Shuckers at 10-6 on the season and the 7-9 Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Lineup cards being exchanged at Blue Wahoo Stadium as we get set for first pitch. Morning baseball on a Wednesday morning between the Biloxi Shuckers and Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Javik Blake back alongside you, and it is time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. The lefty Luis Palacios goes for Pensacola. He's 0-2 with a 10.24 ERA, has allowed five or more runs in each of his first two starts this year. In those two starts, he's gone 9 2/3 innings, one walk, eight strikeouts, and opponents hitting 378 against him. On the other side of things, it has been the best pitcher by ERA in minor league baseball this year by virtue of not allowing a run. It's the righty Bradley Blaylock, as Blaylock Mania makes its way to Pensacola. He's 3-0, and he's thrown 17 scoreless innings to start the season. He makes his fourth start of the year today and a chance to make Shuckers history. No Shuckers pitcher has thrown four scoreless starts at any point of any season in franchise history. That's since 2015. He's walked three, struck out 11, opponents hitting 123 against him, and just five runners total have reached second base. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. Luis Palacios will be on the mound. And for the Shuckers, it's a lineup built by Renova Roofing. Ethan Murray's in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Justin Deering bats third. Freddy Zamora is in the fourth spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats fifth. Xavier Warren's behind him. Then it's Lamar Sparks, Andy Yerzy, and Jose Acosta in the ninth spot. He makes his Double-A debut. For Pensacola, Tanner Allen's in the leadoff spot. Paul McIntosh bats second. Joe Mack is in the three spot after getting his first Double-A hit yesterday. Jacob Berry's behind him. Then it's Zach Zubia, Shane Sasaki, Cody Morrison, Harrison Spahn, and Delvey Rosario. Education Day Baseball, 11:05 first pitch. When we come back, it's first pitch. Morning baseball on a beautiful Wednesday, 75 degrees, bright, sunny, and no clouds in sight. Shuckers getting sent for their 17th game of the season. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Konine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first Double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides into second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
10 rounds for the throw home, and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Spark!
Your home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
It's only 1-2 times you're going to say this year, but good morning and welcome to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shockers get set for their first of two morning starts in 2024. It's the 17th game of 138 on the season, and it's game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shockers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins in the Pensacola Blue Waters. It is a beautiful day for baseball. 74 degrees and sunny, wind in from center at 4 miles an hour as the Shockers looking to snap a two-game skid. They lost the opener last night by a 5-4 final. Pensacola down to their final out ropes, an RBI double and an RBI single from Joe Mack and Jacob Berry to take game one of this series by a 5-4 final. And the Shockers will look to get back after it today against the lefty Luis Palacios. He's 0-2 with a 10.24 ERA on the season. He makes his third start of the year. He's gone 9 2/3 innings, walked one, struck out eight, but opponents are hitting .378 against him. 17 hits in 9 2/3 innings, and three of those 17 hits have been home runs. For the Shockers, Ethan Murray's in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovey bats second. Justin Dearden bats third. Freddy Zamora is in the fourth spot. Carlos Rodriguez behind him. Then it's Xavier Warren, Lamar Sparks, Andy Yerzy. And in the ninth spot, making his double-A debut, it's Jose Acosta. 74 degrees, bright and sunny. A couple of puffy white clouds off in the distance, but that is it. A gorgeous morning for baseball. And the lefty Luis Palacios set to go. Comes home to Ethan Murray. First pitch, Tim Fowler into Paul McIntosh's mitt. And we're off and running at 11:06. Palacios fires. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. By the way, today's Shuckers starting lineup is built by Renova Roofing. The 0-2 pitch, Murray takes away. Changeup at 80 miles an hour from Palacios, and the count at 1-2. Now, you will hear today a lot of children screaming throughout the crowd. It's an education day. A lot of local schools in the Pensacola area have come out. The 1-2 pinch. Murray waves and misses. Backfoot slider. McIntosh blocks it up. Fires it down to first. And Murray's retired for the first out of the day. Time to set the defense for Pensacola. We've met Paul McIntosh behind the plate. Zach Zubia is at first. Cody Morris at command second. Harrison Spahn is at short. Jacob Berry's at third. The outfield from left to right. Eddie Rosario, Shane Sasaki, and Tanner Allen. Lefty Mike Bovey steps in. The pitch misses low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Bovey swings and hammers it out to deep right. Allen's back on it towards the warning track. At the wall, and it drops. He loses it in the sun. Bovey to second. Now around second and heads to third. The throw comes back in towards the infield. And that ball might have caught Tanner Allen. Mike Bovey just missed his first double-A home run by about a foot. It goes as a triple. And instead of a homer, he picks up his first double-A extra base hit. And the Shockers in business. That was up Bovey's bat at 100 miles an hour. Travels 392 feet and smacks off the wall. Infield comes in. Runner on third with one away. The pitch. Dearden checks his swing and takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Shockers looking for a hot start today. They did not score in the first inning the entirety of their last series against Chattanooga. The pitch misses low and away. And the count goes to 2-0. In fact, the last time the Shockers scored in the top of the first inning, or the first inning total, was on Saturday, April 13th. The pitch, Dearden waves and misses at a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. That was the game that started their eight-game win streak. They're playing the Mississippi Braves. They ended up punching out 6 runs on 12 hits. 2-1, the count to the lefty Dearden. The pitch, fouled back. The count evens 2-2. Dearden's had a nice start to his time in the Brewers organization. Joined the Shockers last Friday, has played in all 4 games since joining Biloxi. And He's tallied a hit in every one. 5-for-17 on the year. Palacios delivers. Dearden waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 82. Two away. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Bobby's at third. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless and just underway on a Wednesday morning in Pensacola. The pitch. Zamora takes a strike, top of the zone. Fastball at 89. The count goes 2-1. Zamora this year hitting 283 with a 393 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Zamora takes up, and the count evens 1-1. But as we mentioned a moment ago, you will hear screaming children, as is the case on education days throughout minor league baseball. The 1-1 pitch, Zamora nubs it foul up the first baseline, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers will have theirs 2 weeks from today back in Biloxi. It boils down to basically the coolest field trip for any kid who likes baseball. A lot of schools come out, use it as their field trip for the year. Pretty fun one. Come hang out, watch your baseball game. The 1-2 delivery. Zamora takes low and inside. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bovey's at third. Two out, top of the first inning, and we're scoreless. Shuckers would love to get Bradley Blaylock some run support. Here comes the pitch. Zamora waves and misses. Try to time up a slider at 81. Palacios works around the triple with 3 strikeouts, all of them coming on sliders. And we're through a half inning of play. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Bradley Blaylock to the hill for the bottom of the first inning. We come back on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We're off to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos are scoreless. The righty Bradley Blaylock set to make his 4th start of the year for Biloxi. First 3 of the year for him couldn't have gone any better. We're scoreless, and Blaylock enters today without having given up a run on the season. He's 3-0 with an ERA of 0. 3 starts, 17 scoreless innings, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 123 against him, and 5 total base runners. Have reached second. Faces the lefty Tanner Allen in the leadoff spot for Pensacola. And he comes home with his first pitch of the day. It misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time out for Blaylock, he tied his career high with 6 shutout innings. He set the career high and tied it the time before. Pitch home. Lifted up the middle and into center for a base hit. Allen snaps a 3-game hitless streak. Brings up the righty, Paul McIntosh. Justin Dearden commands center today. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Lamar Sparks is in left. Mike Bobie's at third. Ethan Murray's at short. Jose Acosta in his Double-A debut is at second. Xavier Warren's at first. And Andy Yerzy is behind the plate. Up comes Paul McIntosh. Right-handed bat hitting 172 on the year. We're scoreless in the last of the first. The pitch. Pops them in on the outside corner for strike one. Fastball at 91 miles an hour for Blaylock. It averages right around between 92 and 93 miles an hour. The pitch. Lifted out towards left center. Sparks is after it into the alleyway. And it one hops the wall. Allen gets the wave from Randall at third. Relay comes into Murray. And he holds it. Two batters into the fourth start of the year. And Blaylock's shutout streak is over. It's an RBI single from Paul McIntosh. And it's 1-0 Pensacola. That was off the bat at 100 miles an hour. McIntosh drives in his fourth run of the year. Left-handed hitting Joe Mack set step in against the righty Blaylock. Well, you knew Blaylock wasn't going to go the entire season without allowing a run. He allows his first, and it almost took until May to get there. The pitch, Mack takes away with a check swing. So he does not go. Count goes to 1-0. Blaylock stares in, stands in at 6'3", 215 pounds, native of Grayson, Georgia. The 1-0 pitch. Mack pops it foul, third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. One nothing Pensacola. Mack 1-for-8 on the season. The 1-1 pitch. Driven back up the middle. Hit off the base and into center. McIntosh rounds third. Dearden picks it up. Fires it home. And it's cut off by Warren behind the pitcher's mound. That ball was stung right back up the middle. It hit second base. And deflected up and over Murray's mitt. RBI single for Mack. And Pensacola three batters in. And has taken a 2-0 lead. Switch hitter Jacob Berry steps in. Back of the left-handed box against the righty Blaylock. Blaylock fires. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 93. Berry's hitting 172 on the season with a 238 OBP. Though yesterday delivered the walk-off single to winner for Pensacola. The pitch, curveball, slips out of his hand and misses up. Count evens 1-1. It's already 2-0 Pensacola, three batters in. Two singles and a double from Paul McIntosh. The 1-1 pitch, Berry checks his swing. It goes by Yerzy, flicks off his gear to the very top of the netting. Count goes to 2-1, back to second on the wild pitch. Count to 2-1. Mack now in scoring position. Already 2-0 Pensacola. Last of the first inning. Blaylock fires. Berry waves and misses. Tips it foul. Very last moment. Got some wood on it. Flicks it off Jersey's mitt. It's a splitter at 86. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Chuckers bullpen has already started moving. The 2-2 pitch. Berry chops it foul. First base side and rolls all the way down to the Pensacola bullpen. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Nick Merkel and Russell Smith right now moving in the bullpen. Both of them at the moment stretching. Nobody's up in a mound yet. But just some insurance in case things really get haywire here in the first inning. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. It's already 2-0 Blue Wahoos. The 2-2 pitch, Berry pops it up. Foul territory, third base side, and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Third base coach Kevin Randall claps his hands a couple of times. It's in his third year as manager of this Blue Wahoos team. He's had a considerable amount of success. They've won back-to-back Southern League South Division titles. The 2-2 delivery. Berry hits it by Warren down the first baseline, but it's called foul. Everybody stopped for a moment as soon as Warren dove after it towards the line. Count stays at 2-2. This Pensacola team last year reached the Southern League Championship Series. They won it all in 2022. Last year, they fell and were swept 2-0 in the championship series of the Tennessee Smokies. The 2-2 pitch. Berry takes up. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Now Russell Smith gets a little jog in down towards the foul pole. Blaylock's already thrown 16 pitches in this first inning. We're into a ninth pitch of this battle between Jacob Berry and the righty Blaylock. 3-2 pitch. Lifted foul, third base side. Bovee almost runs over the umpire. But it's down, out of play. The count stays at 3-2. Umpiring crew today, balls and strikes. Behind the plate is Sean Cassidy. Chad Westlake is at first, and Tom O'Neill is at third. And now Nick Merkel is getting some jogging in. It's not the first inning the Shuckers would have liked to see from what has really been one of their aces this year in Bradley Blaylock. The 3-2 pitch. Berry pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Bovee ranges over. And it's down into the seats. Count stays at 3-2. This is a lengthy at bat right now. We're on to a 10th pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, still nobody out. Blaylock's about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. The 3-2 pitch. Berry tips it foul in a jersey's glove for strike three. That's the first out of the day. Got him on the slider high in the zone. One out, runner on second. 2-0 Pensacola in the last of the first. And the righty Zach Zubia comes up. What a battle to win for Bradley Blaylock. Double-digit pitches. With one out, the righty Zubia stands in, hitting 250 this year with a 314 OBP. Blaylock fires. Misses off the inside corner. Splitter 86. The count goes to 1-0. And now Yerzy comes out. Chat with Blaylock. And in comes the middle infield of Ethan Murray and Jose Acosta. Blaylock last time out threw just 69 pitches in 6 innings. 77 the start before in 6 shutout innings. Here in this inning, Yerzy squatting down behind the plate, back and ready to go. He's about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning. 2-0 Pensacola. The 1-0 pitch to Zubia. He pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Joe Mack is up second. He had an RBI single 2 batters ago to make it 2-0. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike. Splitter on the outside corner at 85. The count goes to 1-2. And now the Shuckers bullpen officially hops into action. Darian Miller grabs his catcher's gear. And Nick Merkel is ready to start throwing. The 1-2 pitch. Zubia takes low, and the count evens 2-2. Blaylock's about to throw his 23rd pitch of the inning. Nick Merkel is quickly getting warm right now with Darian Miller in the bullpen. It's already 2-0 Pensacola. The 2-2 pitch. Zubia lifts it down the first baseline and foul, and will do it again. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Blaylock fires. Zubia takes up and away. splitter at 86. The count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Blaylock right now trying to find himself a second out of this inning. Almost at 30 pitches. That throw his 26th of the first. The pitch is Zubia. Misses away and he loses it. Two nothing Pensacola, bottom of the first inning, just one out. Nick Merkel continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Right-handed hitting, Shane Sasaki stands in. Four of the first five have reached against Blaylock. He comes home to the righty, Sasaki. Wave and a miss, fastball. Top of the zone at 94. Count goes 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Sasaki takes up. It rides high, and the count evens 1-1. That was at 94. Max at second. Zuby is at first. The 1-1 pitch. Driven out towards left center field. Dearden, the center fielder, over, and he makes the catch in the alleyway. Retires Sasaki for the second out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Cody Morrison. Now the big thing right now with your Blaylock is that out here, you probably get to extend your outing. 2-0 Blue Wahoos. 2 on, 2 out. Last of the first inning, Morrison, the 7th batter to hit. The pitch is a splitter on a called strike one. Morissette hitting 217 this year with a 315 OBP. Digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Blaylock comes set. Now the 0-1 pitch. Morissette swings and misses. Fastball outside corner at 92. Count goes to 0-2. Blaylock's about to throw his 31st pitch of the afternoon. He comes home to Morrison. Waving a miss, and he gets out of the inning. A splitter at 86 off the outside corner. And he strands two runners in the inning. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base. Into the second, Pensacola leads it 2-0. Shuckers, we're going to the comeback trail. We come back. Shuckers, Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years. Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Shuckers trail at 2-0, and we're off to the second inning. Blue Wahoos beating Wednesday morning baseball. Lefty Luis Palacios back on the hill. Fires home to the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers got a base runner in the first. Mike Bovee tripled. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike. A little bit of a wiggle with a changeup back towards the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes up and in. The count goes to 2-1. Palacios, though, struck out three. All three strikeouts swinging and on his slider. The 2-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes a strike. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's hitting 212 this year with a 323 OBP. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it off the mound towards short. Spahn has it, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time. And Rodriguez is retired for the first out. By the way, on an education day here in Pensacola, we want to extend a big hello to Ms. Garcia's first grade class listening in today from Orange County, North Carolina. Glad they're spending their school day the right way. Pitch to Xavier Warren. He waves and misses, and the count goes to 0-1. A lot of classrooms in attendance today from the Pensacola area. Great to hear the youngsters in North Carolina spending their afternoon accordingly. The 0-1 delivery. Warren pops a foul back to the screen. Count goes to 0-2. A-plus to their teacher for letting them listen to the game while they're tuning in, getting some work done. By the way, you can chime in today on our Text the Booth line. The 0-2 pitch to Warren. He waves and misses. Oh, he tips it foul. Count stays at 0-2. He barely got a piece of it. Our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. And if you're a classroom tuning in, you get extra bonus points. You can 100% tell your teacher I said that. The 0-2 pitch. Warren takes low. The count goes to 1-2. They've gone all in with the education theme here in Pensacola today. Behind the plate, somebody has written in 6 plus 4 plus 3 equals 2. Correct in baseball terms. Yankees have turned quite a couple of those this year. The 1-2 delivery. Warren takes off the inside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Changeup misses low and away. The count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 delivery. Warren pops it straight up third base side foul territory. Barry, the third baseman, towards the Shockers dugout. Ends up against the railing and he makes the catch. Two out, nobody on for the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Blue Wahoos lead it 2-0. Two out, nobody on in the top of the second. Sparks hitting 163 this year. Palacios delivers. Sparks takes a strike, running the inside corner at 89. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Sparks takes away. Count evens 1-1. Shockers trail it 2-0. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses. Changeup low at 81, and the count goes to 1-2. Palacios has looked good. He's worked quick. He's trying to get out of the scoreless second right here. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks takes low and away. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks chops it third base side, hops over the bank. Barry gets it on a backhand at third. Long throw to first. It's in time. It beats Sparks by a step. And the Shockers go down in order in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and the Blue Wahoos lead it 2-0 on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom two from Pensacola. Shuckers trailed by a 2-0 score. Righty Bradley Blaylock back to the hill. Faces the righty Harrison spot. First pitch of the inning misses low. Here's he blocks it up with his mitt. The count goes to 1-0. The first inning was the longest inning of the year for Blaylock so far. He threw 31 pitches. Gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. Took 2 batters to snap a 17-inning shutout streak. 1-0 pitch. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Now, you knew the shutout streak was not going to last forever for Blaylock. The 1-1 delivery. Spawn waves and misses. Tries to attack a 94-mile-an-hour heater top of the zone. And the count goes to 1-2. But it is funny to see that for Blaylock, he allowed 2 runs in the first inning and his ERA went to 1. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up. The count evens 2-2. His ERA entered today at a 0.00. They've gone 3 straight scoreless starts to start the year. The 2-2 delivery. Spawn takes up, and the count goes full. Blaylock has thrown a little bit more heat this inning. He's up to 94-95 in the gun. First inning, he was about 92-93 with the fastball. The 3-2 pitch. Spawn checks swing, fouls it off. Off the netting on the first base side, and the count's full. The 3-2 delivery. Spawn chases a high fastball, 93 miles an hour. Blaylock picks up his 3rd strikeout of the day, his 1st on the fastball. And it brings up the righty, Talby Rosario. Been a little bit more swing and miss stuff today for Blaylock. Righty Rosario steps in the 9th spot. Shuckers trail it 2-0. The pitch. Rosario saws it off first baseline, foul territory. Rodriguez after it and drops in foul. Harmlessly rolls towards the bullpen. And the count goes 2-1. Rosario is hitting 190 on the year with a 261 OBP. Shuckers trail it 2-0. 1 out, nobody on in the last of the 2nd. Blaylock fires. Misses low. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Rosario pops it foul. Now to play in the first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball just misses off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Blaylock delivers. Misses low to Rosario, and the count goes full. The 3-2 delivery. Rosario rolls it foul third base side. Count stays full. Top of the order due up next. Blaylock about to throw his 44th pitch of the morning. He rocks and fires home. Rosario hammers it foul. Third base side away out of play. And the count stays full. He had an 11-pitch battle back in the first inning with Jacob Berry. Struck him out in a slider. This time, he's on to an 8th pitch against Rosario. It comes home. He pops it straight up. Left side of the infield. Bovey and Murray communicate. Bovey calls him off at third, and he makes the catch. That's 4 straight retire from Blaylock. And now 2 out, nobody on for the left-handed hitting Tanner Allen in the leadoff spot. Allen singled up the middle back in the first inning. Blaylock fires. Allen takes a fastball away. Count goes to 1-0. 2-0 Pensacola. 2 out, nobody on. Last of the second. Blaylock kicks and delivers. Allen takes low. Slider at 85, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Allen takes a strike, pours in a fastball at 94. Back on the inside half. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 delivery. Allen takes off the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. Blaylock, it's not like he hasn't thrown a ton of strikes today. He's thrown 50 pitches, 31 strikes. The 3-1 delivery. Allen chops it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 3-2. For Blaylock, though, it has been a lot of deep counts and a lot of long plate appearances. Already today, 3 different plate appearances have gone 7 or more pitches. The 3-2 pitch. Allen takes off the inside corner, and he loses it. Allen reaches for the second time today. Brings up the right-handed hitting Paul McIntosh. McIntosh entered his first plate appearance 0 for his last 20 at the plate. Promptly ended it with an RBI double off the wall in left center. 2 out, runner on first, 2-0 Pensacola in the second. Blaylock comes home. McIntosh takes a strike. 91 on the outside corner. The count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Runner goes. McIntosh slips it left field line foul. Out towards the Pensacola Bay. Off the bat at 110 miles an hour. A little bit ahead of a splitter at 85. Count goes 0-2. Allen creeps off first. No balls. 2 strikes. 2 out. Last of the second. The pitch. McIntosh chops it first base side foul. And we'll do it again. Blaylock has thrown more than 75 pitches twice this year. His season high is 81. He set over 5 shutout innings in his first start a couple Saturdays ago. Game 2 of the season against Montgomery. Check back to first. Long way to go for Allen. He gets back in time. The 0-2 pitch, Allen goes, McIntosh slips it in a left, and it's down for a base hit. And one hop sparks, Allen tries to test the arm, goes to third, the throw on one hop, Bovey the tag, and it's in time. Sparks records his first outfield assist of the season, and they retire Allen in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Off for the third, and it's 2-0 Pensacola. on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
The third in Pensacola on a bright and sunny Wednesday morning. First of two morning games the Shuckers will play this year. First time they've ever played a morning game against the Blue Wahoos. Luis Palacios is back to the hill from the left side. He faces the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. If you're just joining us, the Shuckers trail it by a 2-0 score. Two runs in the first for Pensacola. The 1-0 pitch. Yerzy swings and smashes it out towards center. Sasaki back on it. Now under it towards left center. And he makes the catch for the out. Luis Palacios has been dominant in the early going. He's retired six straight. He's allowed one hit and one base runner. It's a Mike Bovey triple in the first. Now up comes Jose Acosta. Switch hitter digs in from the right side for his double-A debut. The pitch, Acosta lines it down the right field line and it drops in foul. Count goes 0-1. Acosta joined Biloxi on Saturday, was promoted from single A Carolina. 2-for-12 this year between Carolina and high A Wisconsin. The 0-1 pitch. Acosta takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-2. And he might be one of the guys who's most excited to be playing for Joe Arolt right now, Shuckers manager. Acosta said he had him for a couple of years in high A Wisconsin and single A Carolina. The 0-2 delivery. Acosta takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Acosta said he just calls him Uncle now, Uncle Joe. The 1-2 pitch. Acosta takes low and the count evens 2-2. Acosta's 24 years old, born and raised in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 2-2 pitch. He swings and bloops it out towards right center. Allen back on it. And he makes the catch for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Two out, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Murray struck out in a slider back in the first inning. The pitch home is a slider. He backdoors it for strike one. Shuckers just one hit. Mike Bovey triple. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Palacios rocks and fires. Murray rolls it back up the middle under Palacios' glove. Spawn over from short. Grabs it on the run. Fires to first. And it's eight straight retired by Palacios. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. And the Shuckers trail it by a 2-0 score. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Right-handed throwing, Brantley Blaylock back to the hill for Biloxi. We head to the last of the third inning. Shuckers trail it by a 2-0 score. Blaylock fires. First pitch misses low and inside to the left-handed hitting Joe Mack. We're back underway from Pensacola. Both runs came in the first inning for the Blue Wahoos. The pitch, Mack lifts it out to right. Rodriguez back on it towards the warning track, and he makes the shoulder-high catch. Retires Mack for the first out. Brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry. Berry struck out on an 11-pitch battle with Blaylock back in the first inning. Blaylock stares in. Now rocks and fires. Berry takes a splitter at the knees for strike one. Ronnie Blaylock fires home. Berry waves and misses. Another splitter, this time at 85. Count goes 0-2. The off-speed pitch for Blaylock of choice has been the splitter this year. Uses it instead of a traditional changeup. The 0-2 pitch to Berry. Takes low. Misses inside. It's a slider at 81. Count of 1-2. The pitch home. Misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Blaylock comes home. Berry takes low and inside, and the count runs full. Blaylock's pitch count really starting to get up there. About to throw his 64th pitch of the morning. Blaylock rocks and fires home. Berry fouls it back to the screen. The count stays full. The 3-2 delivery. Berry swings and hits it on a couple hops to Acosti. Gobbles it up in his stomach. Fires to Warren at first. And retires Berry for the second out. It's a couple hops. Acosti had to back up and grab it. Two out. Nobody on in the right-handed hitting. Zach Zubia steps in. 2-0 Pensacola. Bottom of the third inning. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Splitter settles in nicely in the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. Zubia drew a walk back in the first inning. The Shuckers bullpen gets back and moving around. Nick Merkel's starting to get warm again. The 1-1 pitch. Zubia hammers it out to deep left. Sparks back on it, and this one is way gone. It flies into the Pensacola Bay, 394 feet, and it's 3-0 Pensacola. Zubia touches home with his third homer of the year. He demolished that one. 108 off the bat. 394 feet. Blaylock gives up his first home run of the year. The Blue Wahoos have three runs in the first three innings. Runny Shane Sasaki is up. Blaylock fires. Sasaki takes a curveball for strike one. Sasaki flew it to center back in the first inning. Blaylock delivers. Sasaki takes low and hits off of Yerzy's glove and deflects all the way up into the crowd. It was a weird hop off Yerzy's mitt. Now a 1-1 delivery. Sasaki takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Blaylock fires home. Sasaki fouls it back to the screen. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on. 3-0 Pensacola in the last of the third. Blaylock rocks and fires. Called strike three. Outside corner at 93. Blaylock picks up his fourth strikeout of the day. And that ends the third. But one run on one hit. Zach Zubia, a 94-foot home run to the bay. It's Pensacola back on the board. It's 3-0 Blue Wahoos after three. Shuckers up to bat when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers back to work in the top of the fourth inning against the lefty Luis Palacios. Right now they're trying to figure out how to get some runs on the board. Palacios has retired 8 in a row. Only one Shucker has reached base, and it's the guy who steps in from the left side to start off the top of the fourth inning in Mike Bovey. Palacios fires. Bovey takes strike one at the knees. And we're off and running. Bovey tripled off the wall and right center back in the first. The 0-1 pitch. He takes a changeup off the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. He now has three hits in his last four at-bats going back to yesterday. 1-1 pitch. Bovey chops it foul first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. And he's also been on base five times in this series. A triple, two singles, and two walks. One and two the count. Palacio fires. Bovey pops it up. Down the left field line. Berry, the third baseman, after it. Into the Shuckers' bullpen. Foul territory. And runs out of room. Count stays at 1-2. Palacio says three strikeouts today. All of them came in the first inning. And all of them came on sliders. See what he dials up here to the lefty Bovey. He comes home. Misses away. Ooh, a fastball at 84. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Bovey. In on the hands, rolls it right side of the infield. Moore sent it second, backhands it, quickly fires to first, and it's in time. It retires Bovey. One away, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Justin Dearden. Dearden struck out back in the first inning. One out, nobody on in the top of the fourth. It's 3-0 Pensacola. The pitch, Dearden waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner at 83. Count at 0-1. Shuckers trail it 3-0 on a beautiful day for baseball. The 0-1 pitch. Dearden taps it foul. And a McIntosh is met. The count goes to 0-2. Bright blue skies and sunny, 74 degrees. A gentle breeze and a couple of puffy white clouds out in the distance. 0-2 delivery. Misses low. The count goes to 1-2. Palacios goes to the rosin bag. And taps it around. Now he's back and ready to go. Deep breath. And the 1-2 pitch. Dearden takes up and in. Fastball at 89. And the count's even 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Dearden rolls it back up the middle. Moore set ranges over from second, grabs it with the backhand, fires across his body to first, and he retires Dearden. A couple of nice plays up the middle. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Two out, nobody on. Right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora steps in against the lefty Palacios. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner. Slider at 81. The count goes to 1-0. He struck out on that slider back in the first inning. He's 0-1 today. Palacios delivers. Zamora takes up. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Zamora takes away, and the count goes to 3-0. This is a different pitcher that we're seeing today from Luis Palacios compared to his first two starts. The 3-0 delivery. Zamora takes strike one. Fastball in the inside corner at 88. He led 11 runs on 17 hits and three homers in his first two starts. Something's changed today for him. The 3-1 delivery. Zamora takes strike two, top of the zone at 87 with a fastball. And the count goes to 3-2. Right now, Palacios has retired 10 in a row. He's only allowed one hit. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three, inside corner. And Palacios has retired 11 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 3.5. And the Shuckers trail it 3-0. Nick Merkel into the game when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Righty, Nick Merkel into the game. Bradley Blaylock done after three innings. Let's see, Cody Morissette stands in for Pensacola. Merkel fingers home. Morissette takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Back underway at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Merkel fires. Morissette pops it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Final line for Blaylock. He gives up 3 runs in 3 innings on 5 hits, 1 homer. He walks 2 and strikes out 4 on 73 pitches. The 1-1 delivery. Morissette takes low. And the count goes to 2-1. Merkel makes his 6th appearance of the year. He's thrown 7 innings with a 2.57 ERA in 2024. 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. The 2-1 delivery. Morissette takes a backdoor slider for strike 2. Merkel's making his first appearance of this series. Last appeared last Friday against Chattanooga through 2 scoreless innings. 2-2 pitch. Morissette checks his swing. It's a slider off the inside corner. He does not go. Says third base umpire Tom O'Neill. Counts 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merkel stares in. He's one of the tallest guys on this roster at 6'7", 230 pounds. He comes home. Morissette waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone for strike 3. One away, and it brings up the righty, Harrison Spahn. Spahn's 0-1 today. Struck out on a fastball up and away from Blaylock in the second inning. Merkel comes home. Bunt shown. Fouled off. Count goes to 0-1. Spahn entered today with a hit, a 6-game hit streak, 7 for his last 21 at the plate. Pensacola leads it 3-0. The 0-1 pitch misses away. The count evens 1-1. Merkel delivers. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. By the way, it's time for a check of the Owam Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Shuckers and Blue Wahoos, one of 3 early morning games in the Southern League today. The 2-1 pitch. Spahn takes the slider for strike two in the inside corner. Bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery. The M-Braves up 1-0 on the Biscuits. M-Braves won the opener last night in 11 innings. A 4-run 11 paved the way for the M-Braves' fifth victory of the season. The 2-2 pitch. Spahn fouls off a slider at the plate. And we'll do it again at 2-2. You're through four in Madison, Alabama. The Smokies lead Rocket City 3-1. The only game that's later tonight is Birmingham and Chattanooga at 6:15 Central Time. Drew Thorpe goes for Birmingham. He has been dazzling for the Barons so far. The 2-2 pitch misses away and flies by Yerzy. Count goes full. Thorpe, who the White Sox acquired in the Dylan Cease trade to San Diego, is 3-0 with .5 ERA. Chattanooga yet to name their starter, but Birmingham a league-best 11-5 record to start the season. The 3-2 delivery. Spahn waves and misses. Merkel Dotson a curveball at 79. Two away, and the right-handed hitting Dalby Rosario stands in. Rosario's 0-for-1 today with a pop-out to third back in the second. 3-0 Pensacola, last of the fourth inning. Two out, nobody on. Merkel delivers. Rosario checks his swing. It doesn't matter. Called strike one with a fastball in the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Rosario lifts a slider out towards center. Dearden started back on it. Now comes in. Acosta, the second baseman, is out. And Acosta makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 fourth from Nick Merkel. And we're off to the fifth. Back half of the Shuckers order due up when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
It's a lefty-lefty matchup to start off the fifth. Luis Palacios fires home to Carlos Rodriguez, and the first pitch is a strike on a slow slider at 82 miles an hour. Shuckers trailed by a 3-0 score in Pensacola. The pitch, Rodriguez chops it first base side, two hops to Zubia. And the first baseman takes it to the bag himself. And Luis Palacios continues to deal. He's allowed one base runner all day. It was a triple off the wall from Mike Bovey as the second batter of the game in the first inning. Since then, all he's done is, well, retire 12 in a row. Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the right side. Palacios fires. Warren takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Palacios has four strikeouts, three of them came in the first inning. The 2-0 delivery. Warren swings and shoots it down the left field line. Foul. One hop into the Shuckers bullpen. Was torched 108 off his bat. The count goes to 1-2. The MO for Palacios today, though, has been the opposite of hard contact. A lot of weak dribblers, light pop-ups. 2-1 pitch. Slider popped up. First base side, foul territory. Zubia, the first baseman, to the coach's box, makes the catch and retires Warren for the second out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Luis Palacios is dealing on the mound right now. He fires home to Lamar Sparks, who takes the first pitch and lifts it out towards right center. Sasaki, the center fielder, back on it, and he makes the catch in the right center field alleyway, and it ends the top of the fifth inning. Luis Palacios has retired 14 in a row, and he's done it in just 67 pitches for five shutout frames today. We're through 4.5. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Back in a moment, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Of the fifth inning back in Pensacola. David Blake alongside you. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Righty Nick Merkel's back to the hill. Lefty Tanner Allen in the leadoff spot in this order steps in. Merkel's first pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. So far today, 3 runs on 5 hits for Pensacola. All runs and all hits today came the first 3 innings against Shuckers starter Bradley Blaylock. Merkel went 3 up, 3 down in his first inning. 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss. The back foot slider towards the inside corner. Almost hit out. Count goes to 0-2. That ball got 18 inches of break. Back towards Allen, back foot. Real nice pitch from Merkel. The 0-2 delivery. Allen takes low. Count goes to 1-2. One and two the count. It's 3-0 Pensacola in the last of the fifth inning. Shuckers today have been shut out through the first 5 frames by Luis Palacios for Pensacola. The 1-2 delivery. Popped up. Out of play behind home plate. The count stays at 1-2. By the way, we do want to extend a big hello to George, who's tuning in Grand Ridge, Florida today. And a big hello to Faith and Glenn, who are listening in on WGCM while cruising down I-10. Not a bad way to spend a Wednesday. The 1-2 pitch to Allen. Slider misses off the inside corner. That's the same pitch that Allen swung at a couple pitches ago. Counts 2-2. Merkel delivers. Allen takes low and away. Count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Allen waves and misses at a curveball. That thing just spun on its way to the zone. It almost spun like a top. One away, and the righty Paul McIntosh steps in. McIntosh is 2-for-2 today. Doubled in the first and brought home run, and singled in the second. Scorched one, 108 off the bat. One out, nobody on. Merkel fires. McIntosh takes a slider, called the strike on the outside corner. Count runs 0-1. Merkel's looked real nice in this relief appearance. Four up, four down, and three strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. McIntosh takes a slider, lines it to third, and it's right to Bovee. McIntosh barreled it up, but it was right to Bovee. Good positioning from the Shekers dugout. Now two out, nobody on. And the lefty, Joe Mack, snaps in. 3-0 Pensacola, last of the fifth inning. Merkel comes home. Mack tips it foul off of Yerzy. The count goes 0-1. Mack's 1-for-2 today. Tallied a hit in back-to-back games. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and bloops it out towards center. Murray back on it. It's over his head. And it bounces towards Dearden in center. Picks it up and lops it into a coast at second. And Mack has his first multi-hit game in AA. Brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry. That breaks the streak of five straight retired by Merkel. Switch hitter Berry to stand in from the left side. It's 3-0 Pensacola. Last of the fifth inning. Berry's 0-for-2 today. Strikeout, a ground out. The pitch. Slider called a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, two away. Merkel fires. Berry pops one up. Out towards short center. Murray tracks back from short. And he makes the catch. Finishes out the inning. Well, two real nice innings from Nick Merkel. In the second frame, no runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the sixth, Shekers trail it 3-0. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shekers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
SpongeBob singing Sweet Victory on the scoreboard. We head to the top of the sixth inning at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. David Blake back alongside you. Blue Wahoos lead it 3-0, and the lefty Luis Palacios is back on the hill. His first pitch, the lefty Andy Yerzy, is fouled back. And the count goes 0-1. Palacios has been dominant today. Last pitch was just his 68th. He's thrown 5 shutout innings. He comes home. Fastball away, and the count evens 1-1. He's retired 14 in a row, and he's allowed just one runner to reach. 1-1 pitch. Yerzy rolls it first base side, foul. The count goes to 1-2. Shockers trail it 3-0. 3 runs on 6 hits for Pensacola. Just 1 hit for Biloxi. The pitch misses low. The count evens 2-2. Biloxi yesterday scored 3 of their 4 runs off the Pensacola bullpen. The 2-2 pitch. Yerzy swings and clubs it out to deep center. Sasaki back on it, rounds it off. Towards the warning track, he makes the catch. Tires Yerzy for the first out. Brings up switch hitter Jose Acosta. Acosta digs in from the right side against the lefty Palacios. He's 0-1 today. The pitch. He takes up. Now goes to 1-0. It's a slow slider at 79 miles an hour. Now Palacios delivers. Acosta pops it up. First base side. Curls towards foul territory. Zubia after it. Onto the dirt. He reaches up and he makes the snag. 2 away. And now brings up Ethan Murray. Palacios has faced 1 over the minimum. And that one is a Mike Bovey triple back in the first. Shockers desperately looking to get something rolling here on offense. 2 out, nobody on. 3-0 Pensacola in the sixth. Palacios fires. Murray waves and misses. Change up low at 80 miles an hour. Count goes 2-1. Murray's 0-2 today. Struck out in the first. Grounded out to short in the third. Palacios steals home. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. It's a changeup at 83 from Palacios. McIntosh sets up way off the outside corner. The pitch. Murray takes away. Changeup at 81. The count goes to 1-2. Bovey's on deck. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Palacios' high in pitches this year is 89 in his last start. The 2-2 pitch. Murray shoots it down the first baseline, foul territory. Zubria gives it a look. Down out of play. Count stays at 2-2. That last pitch was his 79th of the morning. It's now turned into afternoon. The 2-2 pitch. Murray takes a slider up and away. Count goes to 3-2. This morning when we started this thing, one of 2 morning games for the Shockers this year. Their final one will come 2 weeks from today back in Biloxi. The 3-2 pitch. Murray takes off the outside corner, and for the first time since Mike Bovey's triple with 1 out in the top of the first, the Shockers have a base runner. It snaps Palacios' streak of 16 straight retired. Now time to see what the Shockers can do with it. Man on, 2 out. Pensacola's up 3-0 in the top of the sixth. Bovey's in from the left side. The pitch. He takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 89, and the count goes to 0-1. Murray is short lead off first. The pitch. Bovey shoots it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Bovey's been a hitting machine in 2024. Enters today with a minor league leading 479 average. 1-1 pitch. He swings and shoots it through the left side for a single. Murray to second, Bobby to first, and it's back-to-back multi-hit performances for Bobby. Up comes the tying run and Justin Muenig. Real nice piece of hitting by Bobby. Got a slider, low and away. Went with it the opposite direction. 102 off his bat. And Palacio now gets a visit from pitching coach Jared Eichhoff. Righty Matt Pichard quickly starts getting warm in the bullpen. Shuckers saw Pichard quite a bit last year. Second year Blue Wahoo. Now the home plate umpire Sean Cassidy goes out and break up the meeting between Palacios, McIntosh, and pitcher coach Jared Eichhoff. Eichhoff, the former big leaguer, trots back to the dugout. McIntosh dots up his equipment with a couple of signals. In comes Justin Dearden. He's the tying run. Checkers trail at 3-0. Palacios comes home. Dearden takes the strike. Outside corner at 89, and the count goes to 0-1. Dearden's 0-2 today. Struck out in the first. Grounded out to second in the fourth. Murray's at second. Bowie's at first. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And Dearden's down on the count. No balls and two strikes. Shuckers are 0-2 with runners in scoring position today. Both of those at-bats came in the first with Mike Bovee standing at third. The 0-2 pitch. Dearden takes strike three, outside corner. Palacios throws three straight fastballs in the outside black, and he retires Dearden looking. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Through 5.5, and it's 3-0 Pensacola on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Nick Merkel's back out for his third inning of work. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail it by a 3-0 score. They've run up the tying run in the top of the inning. But starter Luis Palacios for the Blue Wahoos kept the Shuckers off the board for the sixth consecutive inning today. Zach Zubia first up, and the righty Zubia takes a slider off the inside corner for ball one. Zubia's homered and walked today. His homer was a massive shot, 394 feet. Merkel delivers. Zubia waves and misses. Fastball outside corner at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. If you're just joining us, runs have been hard to come by. Three for Pensacola on just six hits. Two in the first, one in the third. Shockers, no runs on two hits. The 1-1 pitch popped up out towards center. Dearden, the center fielder, charges in. It goes to the second baseman out. Dearden calls him off, but he makes the catch. Tires Zubia for the first down. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games already final. Carolina Mudcats are at 14-3 this year. They won it 4-3 earlier today against the Salem Red Sox. Pitch to the righty, Shane Sasaki. Slider checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. Nashville falls to 11-12. They lost to Louisville 2-1 earlier today. And Wisconsin Timberrattlers up 2-1 on Peoria in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0 delivery. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. At the big league level, Brewers take on the Pirates at 5:40 Central Time tonight. Two and zero, the count to the righty Sasaki. The pitch, that's a slider, right in the inside corner, at 80 miles an hour. The count goes to 2-1. Sasaki's 0-2 today. Strikeout looking on a fastball back in the third. Merkel delivers. Sasaki punches a foul first base side. Warren's over towards the tarp roll. And it's in the seats. Count evens 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, one out, and nobody on. Shockers trail it 3-0. The pitch. Sasaki rolls it to third. Bobie gets it on a big hop, takes a step, fires a dart to first. Big stretch from Warren, and it's in time. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Cody Morrison steps in. Merkel in his first year in Double A has looked real good, and this is a real nice relief appearance. The pitch to Morrison. Shoots it foul, third base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. He's one out away from three scoreless innings in relief. It'll be his longest appearance of the year. Already six appearances in Biloxi's first 17 games. The 0-1 pitch. Morissette waves and misses, and the count goes to 0-2. That was a changeup at 87 from Merkel. Count of no balls and two strikes. Merkel comes set. Now comes home. Morissette waves and misses. He fans on a knuckle curve at 79. And it's three shutout innings for Merkel in relief. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're off to the seventh. It's 3-0. Checkers trailing on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Wow. Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We head to the seventh, and the Shackers are very happy to see someone not named Luis Palacios on the hill for Pensacola. They go to the bullpen, and they bring out the righty Matt Pichard. Shackers trail it by a 3-0 score. Righty Freddy Zamora in the cleanup spot. First up, first pitch is popped up behind the first base bag into foul territory. Zubia ranges over towards the tarp roll, and it drops down into the seats. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Final line for Palacios, 6 shutout innings. He allows 2 hits, both coming to Mike Bovee. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and throws 87 pitches. Zamora today, 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Zamora lifts it down the right field line, Allen over, and it drops down into the Pensacola bullpen. Count goes to 0-2. Pichard makes his 6th appearance of the year. He's a 2.57 ERA in 7 innings, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts, and he's allowed just 2 hits, opponents hitting .091 against him. Head in the count against Zamora, no balls and 2 strikes. Now the pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch. Zamora pops it straight up behind the plate. McIntosh ditches the mask, ranges over. It drops down, foul into the seats. Here, smack against one. Count 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Zamora pops it up. First base side of the infield. Zubi, the first baseman, stands under it. Now wanders over towards the foul line. And he makes the catch for the out. One away, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in. Shuckers just have not been able to get the offense rolling today. The righty Pichard delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike on the outside corner. Shuckers have Russell Smith warming in their bullpen. It's 3-0 Pensacola. Pitch. Strike 2. Called strike on the outside corner at 94. And Pichard is dealing. Pensacola's up 3-0. Shuckers have just 2 hits today. Pichard quickly had no balls and 2 strikes on the second straight batter. The pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Pichard delivers. Rodriguez takes low. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes against Rodriguez. Left-handed bat is 0-for-2 today. Pichard, the righty, stares in from the first base side of the rubber. Now the 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez takes low, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shackers scored 4 of their 5 runs yesterday. Check that, three of their four runs yesterday against the Blue Wahoos bullpen. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez pulls it foul ball, third base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. We're at the top of the seventh inning. Checkers trying to get the offense cranked up. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez spoils it foul ball, third base side out of play. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Pichard comes home. Rodriguez takes low and he works the full count. Checkers would love a couple of base runners here. Ready, Pichard comes in. Now delivers home. Rodriguez almost takes his head off and lines it back up the middle of the center for a single. Pichard finished, looked up, and saw a ball hurtling towards him. Off the bat at 97 miles an hour. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Checkers going to base runner for the second straight inning. See what they can do with it. One out, one on. Warren up from the left side against the righty Pichard. Pichard delivers. It's curveball that misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Checkers dropped the opener last night by a 5-4 final despite a late comeback. Pichard fires. Warren waves and misses a healthy hack at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Count evens at 1-1. Rodriguez is at first. The pitch. Warren tags it out to left. Rosario back on it. Now wanders a couple steps in, pokes up his mitt, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. That's the first flyout we've seen to left today. Delvin Rosario has been having a pretty easygoing afternoon in left field. Two out, one on. Checkers trail it 3-0. The pitch to the righty, Lamar Sparks. Is a fastball that misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Three runs on 6 hits today for Pensacola. No runs on 3 hits for Biloxi. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks takes low. McIntosh blocks it up. Ditches the mask. The count goes to 2-0. Sparks is 0-2 today. Ground out to third and a fly out to center. Pichard delivers. Sparks chops it third base side. It stays fair. And it goes under Barry's glove to the left. He charged in on it, put his glove down, and hit off the turf and stayed low. Shackers now have 2 on with 2 out for Andy Yerzy. See whether or not that's a hit or an error. But for the second straight inning, the Shuckers have the tying run up. 2 outs. And it does go as a single for Sparks. Reaches base in his 8th straight game. Lefty Andy Yerzy steps in. 2 on, 2 out. Shuckers trail it 3-0. The pitch. Yerzy waves and misses. Slider off the inside corner. The count goes to 0-1. Rodriguez is at second. Sparks is at first. Pichard comes in. Now fires. Yerzy takes low. McIntosh blocks it up. Count evens 1-1. Shackers today are 0-3 with a runner in scoring position. They've had three runners reach second, one reach third. Nobody's crossed the plate yet. Trail it 3-0. The pitch. Yerzy takes away. The count goes to 2-1. Bouchard comes set. Now the 2-1 pitch. Yerzy takes a strike on the inside corner at 94. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggest chance of the day for Andy Yerzy. He's the tying run in a 3-0 ball game. 2-2 the count. Bouchard picks up his leg and a pitch clock violation tagged to him before he fakes to second. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. And this helps Blutzy big time. Sparks at first, Rodriguez at second. Will both get a running start. Ball to the alleyway. Could score Sparks from first. The 3-2 pitch. Both runners go. Yerzy pops it up. Out towards left. Spawn the shortstop. Charges out. Berry's out with him. In comes Rosario. And he makes the running catch to end the inning. No runs. 2 hits. No errors. And 2 runners left on base. It's time to stretch in Pensacola. Shockers trail it by a 3-0 score. We're back in a moment with Russell Smith on the mound. The Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
David G's favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Shockers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shockers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on.
Left-handed throwing Russell Smith comes in for Biloxi. Way into the bottom of the seventh inning. Blue Wahoos lead it 3-0. First pitch of the inning. The righty Henderson spun. Is a strike on the outside corner. He went about 3/4 of the way with a swing. And we're off and running. Smith comes in for the righty Nick Merkel, who is terrific. 3 shutout innings. Allowed just 1 hit, struck out 4. The 0-1 pitch popped up behind home plate. Yerzy ditches the mask, gives it a look. And it's down on top of us from Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count goes to 0-2. Make sure to visit their website today, groundzerobiloxi.com, for menus, dates, concerts, and more. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Smith comes home. Spawn waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 90 miles an hour. He strikes out for the third time today. Brings up the righty, Dalby Rosario. Russell Smith has been terrific to start this 2024 season. Today's his fifth appearance. He's gone 6 1/3 scoreless with one walk and now 13 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 136 against him. The pitch to the righty, Rosario. Fastball pours in for strike one at 91 on the inside corner. Checkers trail it 3-0. We're in the last of the seventh inning. Second game of a six-game set. The 0-1 delivery. Popped up, foul territory, first base side. Warren gives it a look towards the bullpen. Drops down out of play. The count goes 0-2. Rosario's 0-2 today. Pop out to third and a pop out to second. Smith fires home. Rosario waves and misses. Fans over the top of an 82-mile-an-hour curveball. Smith has two strikeouts and two batters. Brings up the lefty Tanner Allen at the top of the order. Two out, nobody on. Shockers trail it 3-0 in the seventh. Lefty-lefty matchup. Allen's 1-2 today. The pitch. Allen takes strike one, outside corner, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Smith has been exceptionally good against left-handed bats this season. One of the big things you always want to do as left-handed pitchers dominate left on left. The 0-1 pitch. That's a slider for strike two. That one at 80 miles an hour. The count goes 0-2. Entering today, lefties are 1-10 against Smith. That's an even 100 batting average. The 0-2 pitch. Misses away with a slider. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch to Allen. Check swing, fouled off. Pulls harmlessly up the third baseline. Count stays at 1-2. Checkers bullpen today has been terrific. Nick Merkel, 3 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. Smith, 1 strikeout away from striking out the side. 1-2 pitch. Chess misses low. Right down a changeup at 83. Counts even 2-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to left. Sparks lost it in the sun for a moment. Now charges back towards the warning track. He reaches up. It's out of his grasp. Takes a hop over the wall. And it's a ground rule double for Allen. It's the third extra base hit of the day for Pensacola. It brings up the righty, Paul McIntosh. Two out, runner on second. Righty McIntosh up. Smith comes home. McIntosh goes 3/4 of the way with a swing on a fastball, and the count goes 0-1. Checkers trail it 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Bats have been held to just 4 hits today. Meanwhile, Pensacola has pounded out 7 hits, including a homer. The 0-1 delivery. McIntosh takes low. Yersey blocks it up. Count evens 1-1. Jersey sets up away. Now the 1-1 pitch. McIntosh waves over the top of it. Change up low at 81. Count goes to 1-2. Smith stares in. Boys with the ball behind his back, and now comes set. The 1-2 pitch misses low and inside. Fastball at 92, and the count evens 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second. The pitch. McIntosh shoots it foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Smith comes set. Now comes home. McIntosh takes low and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. McIntosh nubs it first base side. It hits off the bag. Warren corrals it, hustles to the bag, steps on it, and retires McIntosh to end the seventh. Could have been a dangerous play. It squibbed off the bag. Good job by Warren to play behind the bag. He's able to make the necessary adjustments to grab it, step on the bag. Now runs one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Smith works around the two-out double, sends us to the eighth inning. It's 3-0 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We're off to the top of the eighth inning in Pensacola. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers trailing by a 3-0 score. And lefty Adam Lasky comes in, faces the switch hitter Jose Acosta. First pitch is a curveball for strike one. Lasky comes in, relieves Matt Pichard, who goes a scoreless inning. Allows two hits, no walks, no strikeouts. The pitch, Acosta triples it. Right side of the infield, Pichard off the mound, grabs it underhand, Suzuki at first, and retires Acosta for the first out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID. Back in a flash, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola. It's 3-0 Blue Wahoos. Lasky comes home and it misses low to the right of Ethan Murray. The count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for spending your Wednesday morning and early afternoon with us. Shuckers have gone scoreless. The pitch. It's a called strike, top of the zone at 89, and the count evens at 1-1. Adam Lasky is now into the game. Makes his fifth appearance of the year. He's given up 3 runs and 6 2/3. The pitch home misses low. Count goes to 2-1. He's walked 5, struck out 8, and opponents hitting 125 against him. The pitch. Murray dribbles it out in front of home plate. McIntosh up off the plate. Lasky off the mound. He throws to first, and it retires Murray. It's a little dribbler. McIntosh ran out. Lasky ran in. He ended up getting to the ball first. And now two out, nobody on. For the left-handed hitting, Mike Bovey. Bovey's 2-for-3 today. He has back-to-back multi-hit performances. Lasky takes a moment to tie his shoe. Now he's back up and ready to go. Bovey is 2 of Biloxi's 4 hits, including their only extra base hit today. It was a triple off the wall in right center back in the first. He comes home. It misses up. Count goes to 1-0. In all likelihood, the Shuckers will see Austin Roberts in the ninth inning. The pitch misses up. Count goes to 2-0. Roberts, the closer for this Pensacola team, 4 of 4 in save opportunities this year. Shuckers trying to avoid their third straight loss. It's been a really season of streaks. The pitch misses away, and the count runs to 3-0. Shuckers won 2 straight to start the year. Trent dropped 4 in a row, then 1-8 straight, and have since lost 2 straight. The 3-0 pitch. Bovey takes low and away, and he reaches base for the third time today. He's reached base in 7 of his 9 plate appearances this series. And up comes Justin Dearden with a man on and 2 out. Dearden's 0-for-3 today. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Tying run stands on deck for Biloxi. It's a 3-0 game in the top of the 8th. The pitch. Dearden takes up. And the count goes to 1-0. Dearden's tallied a hit in each of his first 4 games in a Shuckers uniform. He's gone 0-for-3 so far today. The 1-0 pitch. Dearden takes a strike of the knees, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Dearden takes away. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Dearden tips it foul into McIntosh's mitt. Fastball at 89 and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Dearden swings and clobbers it out to right. Allen back on it. At the warning track, towards the wall. He can't find it. He makes the grab a foot shy of the wall, and it ends the inning. Dearden hit it right into the teeth of the wind, and it kills it. Instead of his first Shuckers home run, it's a fly out to right, and it ends the top of the 8th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. Through 7.5 for the Shuckers. Trail it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Russell Smith is out for a second inning of work, and we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Checkers trailing 3-0. The wind just robbed Justin Dearden of his first home run in a Checkers uniform. And the lefty Smith fires home to the lefty Joe Mack. It's a slider for strike one. Dearden's ball that ended the top of the eighth inning was off the bat at 106 miles an hour. The projected distance was 391 feet. The 0-1 pitch. Mack takes a strike top of the zone, and the count goes to 0-2. But the wind, which is blowing steadily in from right, and with the big dimensions here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, it's 333 down the line in right, 342 in left. Ballpark contained it, and the Checkers have stayed scoreless through eight straight innings. The 0-2 pitch. Mack takes low. Yersey blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. Checkers will try and come back in the ninth inning against Blue Wahoo's closer, Austin Roberts, who's a perfect 4-of-4 in save opportunities this year. The 1-2 pitch. Mack ropes it on one hop. Acosta makes the play in the back of the infield at second. Fires to first, and he retires Mack. What a nice play by Acosta off the back of the infield. Made a spiraling grab. Quickly popped up and fired a dart to first. Switch hitter Jacob Berry steps in. He digs in from the right side against the lefty Smith. Checkers trail it 3-0, the last of the eighth inning. Smith fires. Berry pops it foul towards the top of the screen. Count goes 10-1. By the way, folks, make sure to stay tuned after the game for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. We'll give you a wrap of everything today, get you set for tomorrow, and also get you around the organization and Southern League. The pitch is a called strike outside corner at 92. The count goes 10-2. Checkers open for some late inning magic. They're down by a 3-0 score in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Berry drives it out to left. Sparks back on it towards the warning track. He reaches up. It tips off his glove and it drops down. Berry to second. And Sparks commits his first error of the season. Looks like he had it all lined up. And just deflected off the end of his glove. He goes down as an E7, and now a runner in scoring position for the right-handed hitting Zach Zubia. Zubia is 1-for-2 today with a walk and a homer. Smith comes home. Zubia takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the seventh, Montgomery scored 9 unanswered. They lead the Embrace by a 9-1 score. The 1-0 pitch, Zubia takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Bottom of the eighth inning, Tennessee's looking for their 10th win of the season. They lead Rocket City by a 5-3 score. And later tonight at 6:15, Drew Thorpe goes for Birmingham. Their 11-5 record up against Chattanooga, yet to name a starter. They enter today at 4-11. The 2-0 pitch. Zubia hammers it out to left. Sparks can't find it. It's off the back of the infield. Murray, shortstop, is back and under it. He makes the catch. Now 2 away for the righty, Shane Sasaki. Sparks is having a lot of trouble today. He's rocking sunglasses, but as soon as that ball was hit up in the air, he was staring right into the sun. One of the tough part about early afternoon and morning games here in Pensacola. Sasaki's 0-for-3 today. It's 3-0 Pensacola, bottom of the eighth inning with a runner on second. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 89. Sasaki's 0-for-3 today. Smith comes home. Sasaki takes up, and the count evens 1-1. Sasaki last year, there was a big difference in his OPS versus righties and against lefties. Smith comes home. Sasaki takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. Last year, he was terrific against right-handed pitching, an 868 OPS. It dropped down to 671 against lefties. The lefty, Russell Smith, on the mound. Behind him in the count, 2-1. Fires home. Sasaki takes low and away. The count runs to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. 3-0 Pensacola in the eighth. The pitch. Sasaki waves and misses. Way ahead of an 82-mile-an-hour changeup. Count goes full. Berry off second. Smith comes set. Now the pitch. Misses low. It gets by Yerzy up the third baseline towards the Shuckers dugout. Berry around third and stops. He got about a quarter of the way home and put on the brakes. It's a wild pitch that gets Berry to third. Sasaki walks. Now runners in the corners with two away for the lefty, Cody Morrison. Yerzy comes out and talks to Russell Smith. Reminder, fans, that today's game is coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Make sure to check out their website, groundzerobiloxi.com. All the latest news, shows, and upcoming events located at 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. Yerzy's back behind the plate. Russell Smith set to go, and we're set to get back to baseball. Shuckers trail it 3-0. The pitch. Foul behind home plate and out of play. The count goes 0-1. Morissette's 0-3 today with three strikeouts. Austin Roberts is getting set to come in for Pensacola in the ninth. Closure's been perfect this year. Pitch, runner from first to second. And it's sliced foul, third base side out of play. The count goes 0-2. Sasaki was off. He has to go all the way back to first. Sasaki's been a base-stealing machine this year. Team leading 7 stolen bases in 8 attempts. The 0-2 pitch. Sasaki stays put, and it's lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. Sasaki's at first, Berry's at third. Smith fires home, Sasaki's off, Morissette takes away, and Sasaki slides in without a throw. 8 stolen bases this year for Sasaki. A count at 1-2. Smith fires home. Hit through the right side for a base hit. Berry scores. Sasaki rounds the corner. Rodriguez picks it up. Fires home to Yerzy. The throw is high and it hits off his shoulder. Sputters towards the mound and it's a 2-RBI double for Morissette. And it's a 5-0 Pensacola lead. Fourth and fifth runs driven in this year by Morissette. And the righty Harrison Spahn comes in and brings out Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz. That error proved costly. Both runs that have come in are unearned. But either way, it has made this game now a 5-0 Blue Wahoos lead. Sam Carlson is quickly getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. In case he's needed. Jerry Holtz walks back to the Shuckers dugout. Up comes the righty Harrison Spahn. He's 0 for 3 today. Smith fires home. And it's a fastball for strike one. Five runs on 8 hits today for Pensacola. No runs on 4 hits and an error today for Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch. Spahn nubs it first base side. It rolls foul. Smith kicks it foul. He ran into Spahn at the first baseline to make sure that thing did not go fair. He like almost budged by him. It was like a box-out basketball. He ran by, stuck out his arm, and stuck out his foot to make sure he kicked it foul. No balls and 2 strikes. See if Smith can finish off the strikeout. Morris hits at second. It's 5-0 Pensacola in the 8th. Smith delivers. Spahn tips it foul in Jersey's glove for strike 3. Gets him on a fastball, and that finishes out the inning. 2 runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. We head to the 9th. Shuckers trail it by a 5-0 score. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Shuckers trail it by a 5-0 score. We're off to the top of the 9th inning, and the righty Austin Roberts enters for Pensacola. Javik Blake back with you. Shuckers going to need a big-time comeback in this 9th inning if they want to avoid their third straight loss. Freddy Zamora is first up. Roberts comes in for the lefty Adelaski, who went a scoreless 8th inning, walked one, threw 15 pitches. Roberts, it is not a safe situation, but he is the closer for this Blue Wahoo team. 1.29 ERA. 7 innings thrown, just 1 run allowed, 3 walks, 14 strikeouts. First pitch misses low and away to the righty Zamora, and we're off and running in the 9th. Shuckers have been held scoreless on 4 hits today. They've gone 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. Now the 1-0 delivery. It misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers will be back at it tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch. Tyler Wasner gets the ball for Biloxi. He's been terrific. A 1.80 ERA through his first 3 starts. The 2-0 delivery. Zamora rolls it third base side. Berry, the third baseman, grabs it, takes a step, fires it out first, and Zamora is retired for the first down. Oh, Lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in. He's one for three today. Single back of the seventh and was stranded at second. It's 5-0 Pensacola in the top of the ninth. Roberts fires home. Rodriguez shoots it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Roberts stands in at 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. Selected in the Rule 5 draft by the Marlins in 2022 from the Pirates organization. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in. The count evens 1-1. Roberts comes home. Rodriguez serves it out to right. Allen in on it. And he makes the shoestring catch. No, it pops out of his glove. He ran in towards the infield like he had it. The ball just dropped out, so the Shackers get a base runner. It goes down as a hit for Rodriguez. He's a multi-hit performance this afternoon. One on, one out. Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. Shackers trailing 5-0. Roberts delivers. Warren pokes it foul, third base side. Berry gives it a look from third. Drops down out of play. Count goes 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 delivery. Warren pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count goes 0-2. Warren's 0-for-3 today. Fly out to the left and two pop outs in the infield. The 0-2 pitch. He takes low and away. Slider at 81. Count goes to 1-2. Roberts fires. Warren tags it towards left center. Sasaki back on it towards the warning track. He camps under it, and he makes the catch. Shackers are down to their final out. Sparks is 1-for-3 today. Single to third. Back in the seventh. It's 5-0 Pensacola. Shackers have two outs and one on in the top of the ninth inning. Roberts delivers. It's fastball. I want to call strike one on the outside corner at 94. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes strike two. Fastball 95 on the outside corner. And Biloxi is down to their final strike. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks hits it back up the middle off Roberts' leg. Spahn grabs it at short, takes it to the second base bag, and that ends it. Sparks tagged it off the bat at 106. But Roberts' leg deflected it to the perfect place for Spahn to touch second. And the Blue Wahoos have taken each of the first two games in this series. They take today's early one by a 5-0 final. No runs, 5 hits and an error for Biloxi. 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Pensacola. Bradley Blaylock gets the loss and falls to 3-1 on the season, while Luis Palacios gets the win and improves to 1-2. Shackers now at 10-7 on the year. They've dropped 3 straight. Pensacola's 1-2 straight. They're 8-9 on the season. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi postgame show. Lots to get you to wrap up today. We'll look ahead for tomorrow, and we'll take one final look and the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We're back after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Pensacola. Javik Blake alongside you, and it's time to kick off the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Shuckers fall by a 5-0 final. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Biloxi, 4 Pensacola, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers are shut out for the third time in the first 17 games. They drop to a 10-7 record on the season, while the Blue Wahoos improve to 8-9 on the year. For the Shuckers, again, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Pensacola, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Bradley Blaylock, the loss, falls to 3-1. He gives up 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 walks, including a homer. And over 3 innings of work, while Luis Palacios turns in his best start of the year. He had given up 5 or more runs in each of his first 2 starts today. He goes 6 scoreless innings, gives up 2 hits, 1 walk, strikes out 5, and gets the win, improves to 1-2. On the season. Again, the Shuckers fall to 10-7. They've lost 3 straight, while Pensacola improves to 8-9 on the year. They've won each of the first 2 games in this 6-game set. Time to get a look at today's scoring summary. It started early and often for Pensacola. 2 batters into the game, Paul McIntosh, an RBI double to the wall in left center, made it 1-0. Then Joe Mack followed suit with an RBI single back up the middle. That scored McIntosh and made it 2-0. In the third, Zach Zubia, a solo shot for his third home run of the year. That made it a 3-0 Pensacola lead. Everything remained scoreless. Zeros across the board from there until the eighth inning, when a 2-RBI double from Cody Morissette made it a 5-0 Pensacola advantage. Final time of the game today, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 3,002 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to take a look around the Brewers organization and the Southern League for today's Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Your final score, Shuckers fall by a 5-0 final. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show continues after this.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake back alongside you as the Shuckers fall by a 5-0 final to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Pensacola. No runs, 5 hits. And an error for Biloxi. Bradley Blaylock gets the loss, falls to 3-1 on the season. Molise Palacios gets the win after 6 shutout innings. He improves to 1-2 on the year. With the loss, the Shuckers have dropped 3 straight. They sit at 10-7 on the season after they won 8 in a row in between a 4-game losing streak prior to that. That started in the Sunday game of that series to open the year against Montgomery, continued into their Mississippi series before they win each of the first 3 games, the final 3 games in that series, and then 5 straight against the Chattanooga Lookouts back last week at Shuckers Ballpark. Pensacola gets their 2nd straight win. They're at 8-9 on the season. The Shuckers again at 10-7. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update for one final time. This is the only final right now in the league. Both other games still in action. They're in the bottom of the 9th inning in Rocket City. 2 outs, bottom 9. And Rocket City has the go-ahead run at the plate, the winning run at the plate. Tennessee leads it by a 5-3 score. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the 8th inning, runs have gone crazy in Montgomery. It's a 9-4 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. M-Braves scored 1st in the 4th. Biscuits scored 9 unanswered. And the M-Braves have scored 3 in the top of the 8th. 2 outs, bottom of the 8th inning. And a 9-4 Montgomery lead. Meanwhile, later today at 6:15, Chattanooga at 4-11. Host Birmingham at 11-5. Drew Thorpe 3-0 with a 0.50 ERA gets the start for Birmingham. Chattanooga yet to name their starting pitcher. Meanwhile, in the Brewers organization at the big league level, the Brewers underway at 5:45 Central Time tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch in that one. Elsewhere in the system, 2 finals already. The Carolina Mudcats win it by a 4-3 final earlier today against the Salem Red Sox. The Mudcats are now 14-3 on the season. Meanwhile, another final in AAA. The Nashville Sounds fall to 11-12 on the season. They're helped just 1 run on 2 hits by the Louisville Bats, who get the win and improve to 11-12. On the season. 1 game still going on. Everybody at the minor league level playing an early game today. They're on the top of the 10th inning. Wisconsin and Peoria are tied at 2. Wisconsin took an early 2-0 lead. Peoria has answered back with 2 unanswered runs, and they play into extras. T-Rats looking for their 11th win on the season. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, Blue Wahoos take down the Shuckers by a 5-0 final. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Pensacola, no runs, 5 hits, and an error for Biloxi. Luis Palacios, the win, improves to 1-2. Blaylock, the loss, falls to 3-1. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 3,002 at Blue Wahoo Stadium on a Wednesday afternoon. Checkers back at it tomorrow night. A 6:05 first pitch. 6:05, the standard start time on weekdays here in Pensacola. Tyler Wagner, the righty for the Checkers, gets the start. He's been terrific. A 1.80 ERA. Last time out, he gave up 2 earned runs in 5 innings, also struck out 6. He's been a dominant strikeout force this year. 21 strikeouts in just 3 starts. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, it's Valente Beozo who gets the start for Pensacola. He's 0-1. Beozo, a 7.56 ERA on the season. First pitch tomorrow at 6:05. We'll get at it with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Again, the Shuckers fall by a final score of 5-0 against the Blue Wahoos. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers at 10-7. Blue Wahoos at 8-9. Tyler Wagner against Vayente Beozo at 5:45 with pregame, 6:05 at first pitch. Have a great one.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the